Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, yeah. Yeah, 1-2, 1-2. That's that fire right there.
Always.
We're playing that fire.
That molten lava.
The best beats in the podcast game. This is the Ian Rapoport podcast coming live from New York. The Gloom Tomb Studios. In the borough of Manhattan. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. Some people call me the White Arsenio Hall. Some people call me Mike Rappaport. Others know me by White Mike, Bird, Milk. But in general, this is the Ian Rapoport podcast, and I'm in here with my co-host with the most. He goes by the name of G Moody, a.k.a. G Monetti, a.k.a. the Black Ed McMahon.
Yes.
How you feeling?
Everything is good.
Yeah, I'm still a little fractured with my voice.
Because
every time I'm starting to feel better, some craziness happened to kind of push us into podcast world.
That's right.
But we're doing the damn thing, and we got a lot of shit to talk about, a lot of things to go over, a lot of craziness post-Thanksgiving. We're getting into the pre-Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, trifactor holiday season coming up.
Yep.
I always get excited about that. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. This year we're going to do a Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa spectacular. The details will be coming out soon.
That's right.
So I went to go see Creed the other day. And as you know, I pride myself on being a tremendously big Rocky fan. And I would also consider myself some sort of an aficionado. I had heard a lot about it. And I have to say, I really, really enjoyed it. The director who did Fruitvale Station, Ryan Coogler, and Michael B. Jordan, the star, who plays Adonis Creed, who's Apollo Creed's son, who he never gets to meet because he had impregnated somebody outside of his marriage before the fight with Clubber Lang in Rocky III. No, I'm sorry. Before the fight with Drago in Rocky IV, and had a son, yada, 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 and it turned out to be Michael B. Jordan. I really loved the movie. They created a whole new genre. They created a whole new film with different language, different music, a different aesthetic, but it delivers enough of the old Rocky magic. Stallone is excellent. And I'm not surprised because in every Rocky film up until Rocky VI got a little wonky in Rocky V, but 4, 3, 2, and of course 1, he never missed a beat as Rocky Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
But he played the older version of Rocky beautifully, very honest, very emotional. He wasn't a caricature of the old Rockies. And I really dug it. And to be honest with you, G Monetti, I cried watching it.
Wow.
I cried. People were cheering, clapping, and I wasn't the only one in there crying. You know, there was a couple of people that I felt like when they walked in the theater, they felt like they were bigger Rocky fans than me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, personally, I'm like, well, I know that I know more about it than you. And I'm thinking, and they're looking at me going, I know more about it than you.
Than you.
You fuck. But that's just in my head. You know, I just felt like they were sizing me up. Like, what exactly, like, are you like a new Jack? And I'm like, no, motherfucker. I've been down since 76 with this shit. When that's the movie came out, November 21st, 1976. This isn't new. I was 6 years old when I saw that movie, and it had an emotional impact on me. My sister took me to see it, and I came home and went for a jog and wrapped my hands up in socks because I thought they were like, you know, wraps, like boxing wraps. And the rest is just Rocky history. The impact it's had on me, we've discussed. I'm not going to go into all that tonight. But basically, the film, I give it 4.5 fist up. 4 out of 5.
Wow.
And because it's Rocky, I'm doing fists. Get it?
Right.
So it gets 4.5 fists up. I highly recommend you take your daughter to go see it, G Monetti.
We are. We're going to go
little,
check
little
that.
Little Baba girl. And take her to go see it.
We are, yeah.
Because you have a history of buying bootleg films, don't you?
Sometime.
You've done that in the past.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
They hawk. They come around and you're not paying attention to them. And like Chinese women and they got the movies. You're like, oh, $3. Okay, I'll check it out.
Well, why don't you give your daughter the experience?
No,
to go
but
see
that,
this
I do
film.
That. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore, bro. I take her.
And go to the theater.
The theater
and then,
for the experience.
You know.
And the $15 fucking popcorn.
Yeah, it's all expensive, but go to see Rocky, cheer, cry, laugh with Baba Girl. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start this off with something that really, really got my attention. And I'm considering this being the sick fuck of the week.
Oh,
now, I'm going to need you to hold me down, G Monetti, because the voice is still fractured.
All right.
So, I think this might be a sick fuck. I can't tell. She might not qualify for being the sick fuck of the week, but we may have to come up with something else. There's a woman who goes by... Her real name is Zoe Stavari. S-T-A-V-R-I. Who identifies herself as an angry feminist.
Uh-oh.
And she's on Twitter. You could look her up under the name S-T-A-V-V-E-R-S. And it's called Another Angry Woman. And this fucking broad is baking bread using the yeast from her own vagina.
Oh, were?
She's a nasty fuck.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't know whether this fucking broad, I haven't been able to track down whether this broad has actually ate the bread yet, but she baked the bread. And she was talking about, first of all, one thing I do like about her is that she hashtagged her yeast bread as cunt's sourdough. And I said, I think I like this broad. Mm. She got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Nasty motherfucker though, but.
Oh no, she's nasty. She's a fucking dog. Because if she eats, now you say, I'm not talking about her looks, because I don't even know what she looks like. I'm saying if you make bread spawned from your own yeast, you're a nasty fuck.
Yeah.
You're a street dog.
Word. Yeah.
And if you ate it, you're a fucking nasty fuck. Yeah. And you're jeopardizing your health. And she's up there talking about yeast is yeast and, you know, it's all yeast at the end of the day. No, it's not. What you have is an infection.
Yeah.
You sloppy animal, you. And you need to go get that checked out, because if you're creating that much yeast from your snapper,
damn,
something ain't right.
Yeah.
You need to go get yourself a nice antibiotic and get your shit straightened out.
Wash up.
So, G Monetti, now that I threw that at you,
what up?
With no introduction or thing, do you think Miss Stavari, I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong, should be called the sick fuck of the week, or does she not qualify? Or where's your head with this lady?
She qualifies,
but I don't feel like it's a sure thing.
It is, because why would you be doing some shit like that? What would possess you to think your shit is bubbling with yeast and I'm gonna use this shit to make a bread? You nasty just for thinking shit like that.
Yeah, but
why don't you go to the hospital?
Yeah.
Get that shit cleaned up.
Get your yeast infection checked.
Word.
This chick calls herself an angry anarchist, feminist, and queer. And she also says she's one of the nastiest trolls on Twitter.
See? Yeah, well, she said it. Well, what you got up your sleeve next?
Right. Right.
Right?
So,
you're going to cook some shit?
She cooked yeast.
Yeast.
She cooked
yeah.
bread. It's good looking bread. If you look at the pictures, it's good looking bread that she made. And I'm sure I'm not the first podcast to discuss this savage. But, you know, she created the hashtag cunts sourdough. And she cooked it and ate it. And she buttered her bread and did the whole deal. So, you know, that's one of the sick fucks of the week. The other sick fuck of the week, I feel like this is more appropriate. Now, this is the second time I've heard this. Again, in Florida. A Florida woman posted on Facebook named Katie Brown, along with her dog, a cute chocolate lab. She duct taped her fucking dog's mouth shut.
Because he was barking, right?
This is what happens when you don't shut the fuck up.
Damn.
So what I want to do is I want to get myself a nice roll of silver gorilla duct tape and find Katie Brown. And I want me and G Moody to accost her. Throw her in the back seat of the fucking of G Monetti's shitmobile.
Mm-hmm.
And we duct tape her fucking mouth with some gorilla tape. And see how she likes it. And we drive her around in the back of the fucking car. And you know, put on a little shake and bake. And see how she digs it. If you look at this dog, this is a cute, harmless dog. And she did it and then photographed the dog. Okay? So, and then later on she said, don't worry, blah, 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 blah. It was only for a minute. He hasn't barked since. No, Katie Brown. We're going to get some of that gorilla tape from the hardware store. Silver.
Yep.
And we're going to tape your fucking trap shut, you animal, you. So what do you think? Who's the real sick fuck of the week? Like, it's a tough call.
No, it's not. The yeast. Picture that. That's a fungus coming out of you. You try to make bread with it. You're nasty. No, you're the sick fuck and you nasty. Who thinking of shit like that?
Apparently...
The troll. She says she's the nastiest troll, right?
On here, on
See?
Twitter.
So imagine what she's doing that we don't know about.
She said it with pride.
Yeah. All her waste and all that. What you doing with all that?
Ugh.
You the nastiest troll. What that mean? What you doing out there at home? Making bread with your... Whew.
Have you ever been around a girl with a yeast infection?
No.
You may have, and you didn't know.
They didn't know. Damn.
This shit ain't sweet, and I'm not pointing fingers. Men have nasty shit, too.
But that shit ain't sweet.
But I don't think men have yeast infections. But yeast infections, that shit ain't sweet. Nothing dope about a yeast infection. So, anyway, G. Monetti.
What's up? What's
you
up?
Seem like you're chomping at the bit to get something off your chest.
Yeah, man. Right. We got a... You know, my man Tim Tebow, man, he had bagged a nice little chick, right?
Miss America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were going together. She just broke it off with him. She said she can't deal with the no sex.
Yep. She said that it wasn't working. It was a Miss Universe. She said it wasn't working out. And that he wasn't giving up any of that loaf.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to... She
want loaf.
She wanted loaf, and she's fine.
So is she a bad person because she wants loaf and you don't want to give it?
You got to look her up. Olivia Culpo. C-U-L-P-O. She's fine.
Miss Universe.
She's no joke.
And he don't want to hit that.
Right. So what's your point?
My point is... Tebow, I think you're gonna have problems like this with every woman you get with. No one wants to wait.
They want to see if your fuck style
is buck wild. You won the Heisman.
But that don't mean that your fuck style
is buck wild.
You were in the NFL, but that don't mean that your fuck style
is buck wild.
No. They want to test... drive
what they gonna yeah you can't blame her we don't shame what's her name
Olivia Culpo
we with you now you know what you need to do
what does she need to do
bring your little pretty little self up the Gun Hill Road everybody know I'm waiting naked at the token booth this is something that goes on. So I'll walk you up to the Royal Coach Diner on Boston Road.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do at the Royal Coach Diner? Now, you're going to go to the Royal Coach Diner naked?
Yeah.
So you're going to pick Miss Culpo up at the 2 train.
Miss Universe.
But her last name is Culpo. You're going to pick her up at the 2 train on Gun Hill Road.
Naked.
You're going to be naked.
Yep.
And even though it's wintertime. You're cool with that.
I can handle all that.
Okay. And then you guys are going to go to the diner.
Naked.
And they don't have a no shirt, no
they know
service.
Me. Oh, they know how they let you they go. They know my situation. They know.
Mm. And then what?
And then.
Like, what kind of food do they serve at the Royal Diner?
Oh, the Royal Coach. They serve it's diner food.
Mm.
You get a nice cheeseburger. You're not getting nothing fancy. I'm naked.
Right.
I don't have a shirt off.
You don't have a wallet. They give you a line of credit at the
yeah. They know it's like a TV show. They know, oh, Gerald, you know, G Monetti's here.
Right. They'll serve you, but you're not gonna get everything.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay, and then what else is gonna go down?
Oh, I'm just gonna, you know, let her know. I'll take her back to the crib and show how what a real man could do.
Ooh, Tebow. G Monetti just took your girl, like Clubber Lang did.
That's right. See, Tebow, stop playing with these women, man.
Yeah, because there's dudes up at the fucking train up in the Bronx, butt ass.
standing by, ready to take your piece.
Mm.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something. G Monetti, people out there listening, it's the holiday season. And if you want to get a man a good gift, I highly suggest you consider getting them a Mack Weldon holiday pack. It's a gift that everyone needs, every man could use and need this. Trust me, women, if you don't know what to get, guys, if you don't know what to get your brother, your cousin, your homeboy, your father, fathers to get it for sons, go to Mack Weldon. The best underwear, socks, and t-shirts. All the products are naturally made. They eliminate odor. They want to be comfortable. They want to feel comfortable. If you don't like your first pair, keep it. Go to MackWeldon.com. Use the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. You save 20% when you check out. G Monetti, what kind of underwear are you wearing right now? No Bruno.
The Mack Weldons.
I love my Mack Weldons.
Yeah.
Good colors.
Love them.
Low-key colors. Fun colors. Go to Mack Weldon. Check it out. 20% off. It's a great gift. It's holidays. Yo, you gotta give shit on holidays. Don't be lazy. Don't be selfish. Don't be forgetful. You gotta give gifts. Trust me, any man will appreciate a nice Mack Weldon holiday pack, some t-shirts, some socks, some underwear.
Yep.
Go to MackWeldon.com, MackWeldon, and check it out. So, G Monetti.
Yo, yo.
This dude, Jahlil Okafor, rookie for the Philadelphia 76ers, 19 years old, 7-foot rookie, played 1 year at what college did he go to? Duke? North Carolina? Kentucky? I don't fucking know.
Duke, I think.
You know, it's hard. Some people are like, how do you not know this? He's only there for 15 days.
Right.
These one-and-done players, you have no allegiance to the college, so why should I have any allegiance to my memory bank as to what fucking school you went to? He either went to Duke, North Carolina, or Kentucky. One of those fucking schools that, you know, they get kids hand jobs, blow jobs, pay the parents. Now, I followed his career, and I've seen him and his father talk, and this is what the problem is. So last week, apparently, he was pulled over for going 108 miles per hour. And then Friday night, a few days ago, he got into a fight. Big 7-foot, 250 dude. I don't know why. People think that you could talk shit to a 7-foot, 250-pound dude and then, take him on mano a mano. If you've ever been up on close to, a 7-foot, 260-pound dude, You don't want that.
You don't want it.
You better really be on your MMA, UFC shit to be able to take down. Them dudes are big. So he, knocked the shit out of, three dudes, la, 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 and everybody's surprised. I'm not surprised. You know why? Because these basketball players, they go to college for 6 months at whatever fucking school they go to. What school do they go to? Temple? Duke?
Duke.
Duke?
Duke.
You sure he went to Duke? Syracuse? Okafor.
Duke.
He didn't go to Kentucky with Rick Pitino? Slick Rick Pitino?
That's Louisville.
The Don? Oh, no, that's my man Calipari.
Yeah.
The snake oil salesman.
Castellano.
But these basketball players, they're coddled and insulated for so long that by the time they get to the league, first of all, he's 19. He's on his own for the first time, probably freaking off, dipping his wick at everything that moves, as he should.
That's right.
He got a new car. He's probably cut the cord from his dad, who, like I said, seems like a good dude. And now he's sowing his oats. And he's doing it in front of everybody. So I'm not surprised when these young players are out here doing this crazy shit. I like him. He seems like a good kid. And, I just want to say, you can't expect these kids to go to school, college for a fucking, 2.5 weeks, and then go into the NBA and be able to take care of themselves and behave like adults.
That's right. I wouldn't go out.
What do you mean?
You bring the club to you.
Right.
You form your own club in your house.
Right. Jahlil's.
You're a target.
First of all, you're a target because your team is 0-18.
Right.
So people are going to tell you you suck anyway.
Right. I don't want to hear all that.
I'm 7 feet. I'm Jahlil Okafor. I just got signed for fucking $50 million. I don't want to hear all that bullshit.
I'd bring the chicks, my crew. We're not going out. I created a club in my house.
What's the name of the club?
Whatever we name that motherfucker that night.
Oh, it has a changing name?
Yeah, it's my. So you eliminate that problem of random cats trying to step to you. It's
your crib.
Yeah. But no, these cats, they're going to buy 30 cars, man. And 30 mortgages.
And then drive. Why would you want to go? I've never driven 108 miles per hour. You know how fucking scary that is? Have you ever driven 90?
Yo, once you go over 80, I start, oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't fuck around with that. Yeah. I never have, even in my youth. Me and G Monetti, we used to drive back and forth to Los Angeles, to Phoenix, Arizona, all the time.
Yeah.
In the early 90s.
Yuma, from Yuma.
89, 90, 91. We weren't on that bullshit.
Yeah, in the desert. We wasn't.
We did do something called soul driving. Remember that? Explain what that was.
What?
Like weaving through the traffic, but it was like we were trying to do it with a rhythm called soul driving.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy shit.
But it's all but like 75 miles per hour. So get your shit together, rookies. Because my man Porzingis, Tingus. Fingus.
Tingus, pingus.
Fungus, mungus. He's cracking that ass. He didn't come over here to fuck around and chase chicks. He came over here to crack that ass.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not enamored with the fact. He's been living on his own since he's 12. He was a gangbanger in Latvia.
Yeah.
This ain't shit to him playing in the NBA.
Yeah, he's about that life.
He about that life.
That's right. I need to talk about someone I have renamed.
Who?
His name is Buck Stud, better known as Terry Crews.
Whoa, what the fuck are you talking about?
After watching those Old Spice commercials.
Oh, shit.
And I'm constantly seeing this guy without a shirt on, basically naked. Now he has no shoes on in these ads. And we're not at the beach.
No. And it's him and another dude.
Yeah, and they're chest naked up there.
Chest naked. And shout out to Nas, Large Professor.
And now I'm saying he gotta be in an ad with no shirt, no shoes, and he's selling deodorant.
Why the fuck they got two dudes up there chest naked?
Buck Stud.
Well, what do you mean by that?
The imagery is bad.
Elaborate.
You have to go back into time.
Uh-huh.
When they had the black man up on an auction block.
Fuck.
And he's big. He's being sold.
Right.
See, we're talking about American television, American history, and some of those images that I see. The black man is naked, chest. No shoes, running around. That's what I get. That imagery. Put a shirt on.
No, why did you give him the name Buck Stud?
Buck? What they used to call big black brothers like that?
Right.
Buck.
Why do you think... I got to tell you, those commercials, they bug me out because... I thought they were great when it was Terry Crews, and I thought it was great when they replaced Terry Crews with the other dude. I thought he was funny. But when they got them both up there riding horses, butt-ass naked, yo, at a certain point, you got to be like, yo, this is the ad that you come up with? This is the concept? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Right, here? Yeah, who's developing this shit? You want to see my man naked.
Right.
And your sick mind.
Is it written in the script that he has no shoes? Why he doesn't have no shoes on? He's not at the beach.
Hey, I look at those things and I go, who is the developer?
And I think to myself, why not just put him in a pair of great sneakers?
Yeah, give him some kicks, man.
Give him some great sneakers, because Great Sneakers is the first sneaker brand from Brooklyn. Greats is a direct-to-consumer sneaker brand that is redefining the sneaker business. Why isn't he wearing great sneakers?
Yeah.
I'm wearing mine now.
They eliminate the middleman to save the customer money, selling to you at greats.com. Comfortable, stylish, and made with premium materials. Check out all the sneakers at greats.com. Save 20% when using the promo code RAP, R-A-P. Marshawn Lynch just created the second version of the Beast Mode sneakers. Sold out in a fucking minute.
Wow.
All black, everything. I love great sneakers. Go to greats.com, G-R-E-A-T-S.com. Again, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. Get 20% off. Another great holiday gift. Everybody loves sneakers, and everybody likes to save money and spend their money wisely.
Yo.
Trust me, when you go to greats.com, you will see some stuff that is aesthetically pleasing. It's not like everything else. It's not over the top. It's stylish.
Yeah.
It's sleek. It's well made. And it's made in Brooklyn. Greats.com. Johnny Football, you're a fuck up.
Yeah.
You're a little fuck up. You're a little fucking little bad music, bad taste in music. Little fuck up.
He's a fuck up.
This guy, in the last 2 or 3 months, he's been in and out of rehab, was caught speeding, had his girlfriend that was on the tape when he was caught speeding say, "I'm scared for my fucking life." Played one good game, got caught drinking again. Not that he get caught drinking because he's 22 years old. Why you got to drink and be all up in the videos?
Yeah, all up in the video, like Suge Knight.
All up on the songs.
Yeah.
Why? Well, why you got to show, like, talking all that shit? And now to give him my man Cam Newton, he does a little dance in the end zone. And Cam Newton is like the worst guy ever.
You see?
Johnny Football, you know why? Because they don't want to see, like, they want Johnny Football to be the classic white quarterback.
Peyton.
Like that guy. But he's not.
He's not.
So hedge your bets elsewhere, owners and NFL, because Johnny Football is a little fuck.
Yeah.
He's a little, I didn't know he was from a rich family.
Yeah, man. He don't give a fuck about football, man.
But his name's Johnny Football.
NFL, you can see it don't really matter. This is a rookie. He ain't did shit. He acting like he been to 13 Pro Bowls. Tom Brady and them cats ain't wildin'.
No. Quarterback's the hardest position in sports
to
play.
He act like this is a fucking cakewalk. Get the fuck out of here. And Leave Cam alone.
I want to see him get knocked the fuck out. I want to see like Von Miller catch him and slam him on his fucking head.
Yeah.
Everything Cam Newton does, they're up his ass.
Yo.
This guy loves the game, plays the game right. He's improved, never in no trouble, got the best smile,
yep.
Charismatic, got the whole package.
He can't.
He's enjoying the game organically. You break his balls. Johnny Football's smoking blunts.
Beating bitches up on the highway.
Scaring the shit out of him. She said she was scared for her life.
This motherfucker Cam dancing in the end zone.
Because he just scored a touchdown.
And the lady wrote a letter. Talking about, I don't know what I'm going to do. My daughter was like, oh, I don't know. How could he show up his teammates? No, bitch. Just say it. I don't like that black man doing that. That's what you write.
That's what you
it's
want.
It's late in the day now.
Right.
Say what you mean.
Say what you mean.
Mean what you say.
Mm-mm. Good
don't come out here fronting with that. We know you don't like him because he's black.
And we
just say it.
We fuck with you hard body karate, Cam Newton.
Hell yeah.
And if I knew your address, I'd send you an I Am Rappaport podcast soft ass American Giant t-shirt.
That's right.
Because you would look good in a double XL soft ass I Am Rappaport podcast t-shirt made by American Giant.
Yeah.
American Giant clothing made in the United States, made right here in this country. Sweatshirts, t-shirts, hoodies, the best hoodie ever made. And they have made the next edition of the I Am Rapport podcast t-shirts. American Giant.
Champion. Can't fuck with this shit, yo.
I met Cam Newton. He's 6'5", 260.
The goon.
Yo, he's like the type of dude, he's the size of the type of dude that'll stand outside the club and regulate the whole club.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's that size.
Imposing.
And he's a quarterback. He's a big motherfucker.
Right.
And that little shit, Johnny Football, he's up there dilly-dallying around wearing his fucking headphones and his money sign and all that stuff.
What has he done in the league?
Where the fuck is Jack Lambert when you need him?
Oh, yeah.
Where the fuck is...
LC Greenwood and the motherfuckers. Where they at?
Where's Gene... Where's Carl Banks when you need him?
Gary Reasons.
Pick him up on his fucking head and drop him. Little shit. All right, so this is what it's come down to in my fantasy football league. This week, this Sunday, I play Fa Fa Fui, Fa Fa Monkey, Fa Fa Gorilla, a.k.a. Gary Delabonte. Head up, me and him. Now, that fucking ape, that monkey-faced gorilla, he beat me last time, and it hurt. It hurt real bad. So I need to beat his ass this Sunday, but more importantly, I am playing the face of fantasy football this weekend as well. Me and Matt Berry are almost tied for overall points in the season. Now stay with me. Matt Berry is the face of fantasy football. Michael Rapport is in his second year in fantasy football. We are tied in points. He's actually up 3 points, but I'll just say we're tied because I don't give a shit about his 3 points. We have a bet in the Stern Show Fantasy Football League, $5,000 motherfucking dollars. The $5,000 goes to Howard Stern's, I don't know what the fuck it is, some dog's pets, Beth's furry friends, cats and shit. He's into cats. My mom likes cats. Again, I don't like them. They scare me.
Mm-hmm.
They make me uncomfortable. They're unpredictable, vile little fucks. Now, I don't want to alienate people listening to the Iron Rapport podcast. Again, my mother has 3 cats.
Mm.
One of them's name is Evelyn. For some reason, she named one after her mother. The other one's name is Dr. J. And I think the other cat's name is Larry Bird. My kids named them when they were younger. So I don't want to disrespect the cats. All right. I support the cats and I support supporting cats. That doesn't mean I want to lose and have to pay $5,000 fucking dollars to Bianca's furry friends. Or whatever the fuck the name of the place is that Howard Stern supports. So this Sunday, when you're watching fantasy football, I need your cheering. I need your Twitter. Talk shit to Matt Berry and talk shit to Fa Fa Monkey. Tell him you're down with Rappaport.
Yeah.
Tell Matthew Berry you fuck you. You're going to be paying $5,000 to house those feral beasts. And that you're down with Rappaport. Okay? You'll see me on Twitter talking shit. You'll see me on Instagram talking shit. I need the support because we could get in their heads. They can make poor decisions.
Word.
All right? I'm just letting you know that's real. G Monetti, how's your GoFundMe construction project going in the Bronx? Because I really like you to chime in and talk a little bit because since my voice, it feels like shit. And you're just sitting there twiddling your dick.
Oh. The GoFundMe is going great. Again, thanks for all the donations. And we are in the process of shopping for materials. And then that's it. Once the materials are gotten and brought to the house, then my man from Masonry Color Restoration in Milford, Ohio, James Andres, will be taking care of it and getting the gloom tomb up.
Now, is there an end in sight? Like, when can we start saying, like, okay, the I Am Rapport podcast, Bronx Gloom Tomb Party is taking place?
I would say spring we could have it because we don't want it when it's fucking
freezing. We don't want to do it when it's winter.
Yeah, spring we could have.
Because we're not going to actually let every creep cocksucker that comes to the party in. Because we're going to vet you.
Yeah.
And if you look like you're up to some weird shit, maybe your mouth don't smell right. You're not making eye contact. You're not coming into the Bronx Gloom Tomb.
Yeah.
You're welcome to drink on the street.
Yeah.
But we will have at least one goon, Cam Newton size, outside the door.
Yeah. Ready to flip cats.
Yeah. And it's the Bronx. I'll have my taser stick. I'll buzz you in the ass. I'll give you a nice zzz, zzz. Now in the Gloom Tomb in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Will you be sleeping on a Casper mattress? Because the I Am Rapport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. Casper Mattresses is an award-winning sleep company. Makes the most ridiculously relaxing, supportive mattresses sold directly to the consumer. Is there one in the Gloom Tomb in the Bronx?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
And when you got it delivered to your house, what did it show up in?
In a box.
And then when you cut the box open, tell the people what your Casper mattress came out looking like.
It rolled out and got firm.
It expanded.
That's right. And it's the greatest, I must say.
Not only are they the greatest, they're so confident in the mattress that it'll give you 100 nights to sleep on your Casper mattress with a fucking full money-back guarantee if you're not happy.
Mm.
It'll either recycle or donate the mattress to somebody who appreciates a good night's sleep, a good afternoon sleep, a Sunday afternoon nap, or just sleeping in whenever you want to. Go to Casper.com, save $50 using the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, Casper, C-A-S-P-E-R, and you'll be sleeping like G. Monetti. I mean, you look like a fucking $1 million over here. You look well rested.
Casper.
All right.
No tossing and turning.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you toss and turn? You seem to be like the type of guy that you like.
Like I did.
When we sleep in the same house. No, Bruno, like in another room, like you'll fall asleep quick and I'll be in the other room like, yo, G.
Yeah, I'm out.
Hey, you're out. Me, like when I finally lay down, my brain is still like, it takes like an hour to shut off. And then you wake up on your own, right?
I don't need no clocks.
Explain to people this, because to you, it's very common and normal. And I remember when we were younger, when we would have sleepovers. No, Bruno. We were like 12 and 13. I'd sleep at your crib, and I'd be like, oh, shit, we need to set an alarm. And you'd be like, no, I'm good. And I, what do you mean? We got to get to school. We got to set an alarm. And I got it. Explain that.
I've always been able to just get up whenever I need to get up. So before the night, you know, you say, oh, we got to get up at 6. That's in my brain. And for whatever reason, I've been always able to do it. I'll get up 5. I'll get up an hour ahead of the time. Just out of nowhere.
And if I don't have an alarm, even when I set my alarm, I'm concerned. Sometimes I'll set 2 alarms. Like I have a flight or a work call. I'll set 2 alarms just in case. You don't need that? Like and
never. Unless I've drank, had a little bit too much to drink.
Oh,
that's it.
Well, like what? Like what could you have drinking that might?
Some too much rum and cokes,
mm-hmm.
And then my body won't react. It won't wake up.
And what if you smoke some of that ooh wee?
Oh, I'm good. I still could get my biological clock. I still could get up.
Okay,
I'm good with that.
It's one of the quirks of G. Monetti, aka the Black Ed McMahon. He's got a few quirky things in his personality that you might not know. These are just, we call them G. Monetti facts. Facts of life, facts of living.
G. Monetti-isms.
Good. Good. And why don't you tell the people that might have missed some of the early episodes, your nickname G. Monetti comes from where?
An episode that I heard of Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Red Fox said G. Monetti, which means, oh my God, basically. Like, oh wow.
He said
G. Monetti. Like he saw something.
If somebody could track down that episode of Sanford and Son or that scene, you're going to get 2 soft-ass American Giant I Am Rapport podcast t-shirts.
That is right.
Where Fred Sanford goes,
G. Monetti.
Because we haven't been able to find the clip. I remember when you gave yourself that name.
That's right.
We were in Los Angeles.
Yep. That's right.
This is the I Am Rapport podcast. We'll be right back. Hey, G. Monetti. I hate to make it all about tits and ass. I really do.
All right.
But... And as I said before, my mom's also a horse lover.
Mm-hmm.
She loves horses. She takes care of horses. She supports the horses in general. She got kicked by a horse less than a year ago.
That's right.
And we were going to send the goons over there to fucking ball bat the horse.
Yeah.
But my mom
said no.
I didn't think she'd be happy about that. The end results, we were going to break the fucking horse's leg, the one that kicked her.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know, again, I hate to make it all about tits and ass, but did you know that in fucking Switzerland, people having sex with horses is on the fucking rise?
Damn.
There were 105 cases of guys banging horses, and they said it's relatively elevated compared with other types of animals. I don't know why they're going after these horses, or maybe it's some girls. Maybe they want some of that horse dick. You sick fuck.
Damn.
They love that horse loaf. It's on the rise. It's like you know, like, oh, in the 70s, crime was on the rise in New York City. It's on the rise in Switzerland right now.
We're trying to wear out the horses.
Or you want to straddle the horse and let him...
Damn. Horses smell like shit, B.
Yeah, you got to be really far out to be into that. Like, way out there. Don't you think, G. Monetti?
Of course, man. Think of that. You get aroused... A big-ass horse, like a
An animal. An actual animal.
And you looking at it like...
You're turned on. Like you're looking at Halle Berry or something.
You should just check yourself into a hospital.
Go away.
If you know you're getting that, those thoughts, because you saw this thing gallop by, and you got an erection...
Check yourself in.
You're not a normal person.
Well, apparently there's a lot of this going on in Switzerland. So I'm just reporting it to you. And like I said, I hate to make it all about tits and ass.
The horses.
But I don't know. This is the Iron Rapport podcast. We're getting ready to get out of here. We're playing that funky shit right now. Just like we started, we leave you with that fire.
That's right.
That heat.
As always.
We'll be back very soon, very shortly. I want to be in your prayers, thoughts, and meditations for Rappaport to Light, a.k.a. A History of Violence, a.k.a. There Will Be Blood, to kick the shit out of Fafa Fui, Mama Monkey, Tata Toothy, and Matt Berry this week in Stern Show Fantasy Football. Please, when you're meditating, doing your yoga, whatever the fuck you're doing, just give me 30 seconds of love. Give my team 30 seconds of love. We out. We're out.